Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Indie Streak. My name is Rachel Galvin, and as you know, I interview film industry professionals on this show. Wow, I woke up this morning with a little bit of a tickle in my throat, but thank you for joining me today, as always. And if you've missed any of my shows, you can go back and listen to my archives. I have plenty of shows to listen to. Well, today I'm going to be interviewing actress, writer, and director Dana Lehrer, and I believe I have her on the line. Let me check here. Dana, are you there?
Rachel?
Hi, Dana.
Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Dana is calling us from Israel. Well, I'll have to talk loud. How's that?
Wait, I'm trying to do here something. Rachel?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Great.
Okay, well, tell us about your film, Ella's Wedding Day. For those that haven't seen us, tell us a little bit about the plot of what happens first.
Okay. First of all, it's a short film, and it starts with Ella and her husband getting ready for their wedding. It's actually happening, the whole movie is happening in a hotel room. And downstairs in the hotel pool is the wedding. And by this, Ella is getting ready for the wedding, her husband downstairs to check everything is okay. And then a bellboy comes in the room of the hotel, gives her wine. To tell the whole plot, everything, Rachel.
No, you don't have to tell the whole thing. You don't have to say the whole thing.
Okay. So, and then this random encounter with this bellboy makes Ella realize things about herself and makes her think like second thoughts about the wedding, and makes her do stuff like a last act of freedom and control before her marriage takes place.
There's a lot of symbolism in the film, it seems like. It seems like there's a lot
there
of symbolism, like the wine on the wedding dress. And
exactly.
With the piercing, you know, do you want to say anything about that and the intention for the symbolism?
Yeah, well, actually only the people who saw the movie will understand, but the piercing, when it's on the bellboy, it actually is symbolized like freedom and something wild and like not following the rules and like being yourself and doing what you want. And if you want to do a piercing, you can do a piercing, and it's like your own choices. But when the husband in the end of the movie pierces Ella, it actually symbolizes a couple of things, which are the entire opposite of freedom. First of all, he like tags her, like, you know, like you tag a cow or something like that, you know, he like tags her, like she owns her from now on. And what I meant by that is, even in Israel, I don't know if you know the Hebrew word for husband.
I don't remember.
The Hebrew word for husband is Baal. And Baal means, and that means owner. That means owner. Like, the minute I marry someone, he owns me. I become his property. Yeah, exactly.
She's an Evan, slave.
Exactly. Yeah. She's a slave. And so that's what I meant to say. The other meaning was, the first meaning is like you tag her, like you're mine, like a cow, you know, like a property. And the second meaning is, even in the Bible, they had like this, they had this ritual that a slave is a slave for 7 years and then he can go free. But he decides to stay, so the owner the owner tags him, pierces him in the ear. And that means that he's a slave for life. If he decides after 7 years to stay, so the owner pierced him and then he's a slave for life. So I'm actually saying that he makes her like a slave for life. But, you know, it's a very extreme interpretation.
Yeah, I really like the symbolism. I was like, wow, look at that. It's really, really deep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what inspired this film? How did you come up with this? Because you wrote it, you were in it, you directed it. How did you come up with this idea?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was about because two things. It was actually, I wanted to say something about weddings. I think in Israel and also I think in the U.S., and correct me if I'm wrong, there's like this big woohoo, like a big buzz around wedding, like this huge wedding industry. Like people spend tons of money on a wedding and the whole, you know, white wedding, and every girl is dreaming about a wedding. And it's like I feel even every like romantic American comedy, like the happy end is a wedding, you know, like every time the happy end is a wedding. And I wanted to show a movie where like it ended with a wedding, but it's not a happy end. Like, I wanted to show that a wedding is not necessarily like, the thing that a woman needs to inspire
to do,
you know? And in many movies, they show that, like, if the happy ending of a woman is that she will find her... her prince, and she will get married, and this is like the top of her achievement. And
right.
I wanted to say something against it. I wanted to say that like it sometimes women can stay in a bad relationship just to get married, just because like society tells them, if you got married, you did it, like you succeed, like you did something with your life. And I wanted to say something against this, amira של החברה, הבניות חברתיות, I wanted to say something against this
custom.
Structure.
Yeah, this culture of society, that's what she says to women.
Yeah, it seems like she is upset with the husband from the very beginning. With the photo shoot, I was like, this is not a happy couple.
In the beginning, I wrote the husband, like, perfect. I wrote him, like, this really nice, like, a little bit geeky guy, and, like, she wants to get excitement. But a lot of people that wrote the script tells me he feels so good and so nice, like, why doesn't she want to get married with him? And then I was like, why? And then I, like, looked back at my relationship, and I really was in a bad relationship, and I stayed in it for, like, 2 years, and because I loved the guy, and I couldn't see that he was treating me, poorly. I got out of this relationship on time. Like after 2 years, I suddenly was like, okay, no, this is not the man I want to spend my life with, so no. But I feel there's a lot of like tons of women, they don't have the courage to go. They don't have the courage to step up. For one reason, they're probably afraid. And I think the other reason is society. And, you know, they don't want to be like, they feel that if they're not in a relationship, they're like, they're not following the rules of society.
Right. Was it hard to write this and then direct it and be in it at the same time?
It was a nightmare. It was really, really hard. The writing was okay, but then I'm an actress. My career started out as an actress. I had much more experience in acting than in directing. This is the first film I'm directing, and it was very hard for me to say, okay, let someone else play it, because I have such great passion for acting. So then someone told me, okay, so let another director direct it. And I was like, no, but it's my film. I wrote it. And it was, like, so hard to let someone else direct it. So I decided to do it all, and it was very, very hard, because you have to be inside of the situation and inside the character, and then you have to say cut and action, and you're like, you don't know who you are. I was like 4 days, really, I was like, who am I? I didn't know who am I, and I was like, really, it was really hard, because in the scene, I was yelling action, acting, trying to see what the other actor was doing, trying to be also in the situation, yelling cut, and then going, looking at the monitor, seeing if we need another take or is it good enough, and it was very hard. It was very hard.
So you probably wouldn't do that again.
I think, well, at the end, if you ask me about the result, I'm really happy that in the end I did act it and direct it. But I think the next film, which I'm working on now, I will only direct, because I do want this experience to be just behind the camera and not act. But, like, maybe in my third film, I will do it. Both things again, or maybe just like the small role and not the lead part.
Mhm. How long did it take you to write, and then how long did it take to shoot?
The writing took quite a long time, because the script went through a lot of changes. I think the writing took me about a year.
Wow.
Maybe less. Yeah, it took me a lot, because it's not like a year that, you know, I'm writing every day from dawn till dusk, but it took me about a year until it was completed. In the beginning, it was always a bride in her wedding day, because, like, the message in the film was always the same about, you know, the wedding and all the stuff I said in the beginning, but the scenery and the characters change, because in the first it was a girl in her wedding day, and suddenly she meets with a criminal, and once there was a girl who got stuck in a gas station. Like, the scenery kept changing, but Ella in her wedding day was always the same, but I kept changing the locations and stuff like that until I got it together. So that took a while. I think pre-production, like, since I felt the script is complete, the pre-production was probably like 2 months, and then the shooting was like 3.5 days. That was okay. We shot in a really cute hotel boutique in Tel Aviv. So that was fun, shooting in a hotel, but that was also scary. I was like, don't touch anything, don't hurt anything. It's a really expensive hotel. And the shooting was like 3.5 days.
Wow. Now, how did you find your other cast members?
Well, actually, the guy who's playing my husband is a very good friend. I know him for a couple of years. He's a very famous actor in Israel. And the bellboy, he studied acting at the acting school I studied in. We studied at the same acting school. Yeah. And they both volunteered, and they were amazing, and really.
Your film was shown at here at the Palm Beach International Film Festival. Was it shown at any other festivals, or is it coming up at festivals?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was shown in a festival in Romania.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Did you
but
go?
It was just it was exactly on the time of Palm Beach.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'm glad
so
you came here.
Yeah, and I chose you guys.
Yeah.
I have to say the screening was very, very, very good and very exciting. All the movies were really good and really interesting. And generally, the festival was really amazing and interesting. And, we had a great time.
Good. I'm glad I got to meet you.
Yeah, me too.
Naomi, there we go.
Still learning.
Rachel,
when are you coming to Israel?
Lo yadat, I don't know. Ulai, alavai od meat.
Alavai.
Was that your first time in the United States?
No, it wasn't my first time in the United States, but it was my first time in Florida. Actually, my first time in the United States was when I was a counselor at a JCC camp in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Wow. That's totally different from Florida.
That's totally different from Florida, exactly. Michigan is totally different from Florida. But I love at least the places that I've been to in the United States, only New York and Ann Arbor, Chicago, Florida. I love them, really. Mm-hmm. Very nice people. I love the atmosphere and the vibes, and the people are great. And it was a really nice experience at ACC counseling because I was a drama counselor.
Uh-huh.
And that was really nice. I got to experience teaching acting. And I stayed at different families at the time. During the two months, I stayed at different Jewish American families over there. So that was a really nice experience.
And do you think that you would move to Los Angeles one day as an actress? Is that your goal, or where are you going to stay in Israel?
I'll be really frank with you. When I was when I was 20 years old, that was totally my goal. And I was I'm going to L.A., I'm going to New York. And then I got into this school in Israel, which is this acting school, which is considered to be the best acting school in Israel. Only 15 students are being accepted out of hundreds. And I said, okay, if I got into this school, I will stay here and study. And then I was 23 when I finished my studies. And then I was okay, I'll go now. But then I was but there's something. All time stuff came up here. Things came up here in Israel. And, I didn't have, something.
Motivation?
I didn't have the motivation, something that will get me to go there. It was, to leave everything here. And I'll tell you the truth, after now being in Florida and meeting a lot of directors from L.A. and New York, totally motivated me. But it's a very hard decision because I think that if you go there, you have to, really be there for years and years in order to make it. It's not something, I will come tomorrow and in a week I'll be, a famous director. It takes time and years. And I do think I want to raise my family and live my life here. So I don't know. It's a tough decision, but I'm thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, and right now you're studying at the university and doing film school, right?
Yeah, I actually finished my studies. I'm now working on my thesis film.
Uh-huh.
So this is what I'm doing right now. Exactly, Tel Aviv University. So this is what I'm doing right now. And I'm working on a new script, which will also be with a female hero, of course.
Como van?
Como van, of course. I think we should see, you know, more films, you know, about women that were made by women.
Mhm. I agree. You're involved also in like 5 different theatrical productions. Is that true?
Yeah,
or are there other places?
No, it's theater production, like commercial theater, theaters all over Israel. Some of the plays are for like youth, for teenagers.
Uh-huh.
One play I do, it's a monodrama, like I do it alone.
Uh-huh, like a one-woman show?
Yeah, like a one-woman show, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I travel the country with it. I do it for the past 3 years. And now the next play I'm working on, the new play is like an original play, not a classic, like a, yeah, and it's about a group of teenagers who are getting stuck in the desert and they're losing their battery in the cell phones. And they're going
mm-hmm.
crazy because they're addicts. So I think it relates to all of us. We're
uh-huh.
all becoming addicted to this device. So I'm playing this girl who, like, was addicted to the phone. You know, it was, like, connected to her hand. And then she can't use it anymore. And she's losing it. Like, she's totally losing it. But then suddenly, like, she starts to see there's human being around her. And in the beginning when I wrote it, I was like, oh, that's too extreme. But it's not.
No,
like,
it's not.
It's not. It's totally not. Like, the youth today, it's all, like, they don't even talk to each other. It's all, you know, messages. It's all messages.
Mm-hmm. Do you like theater or film better?
Do I like? I like watching film more, and I like writing and directing film more. But I think there's something in playing in the theater that I like more than film because you get the instant
feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You get the instant laugh, you get the instant applause. As an actor, you feel you go through a process. You begin at one point, and then after an hour and a half, you go through a journey during an hour and
mm-hmm.
a half that in the end, and you really go through something, you really experience something. And in the end, they apply you, and you get the positive feedback, and I think it's much more rewarding than playing in a film, which is like you only get to see the result and enjoy the feedback after maybe, you know, a year in the good in the positive situation. So I think that's something I like theater more, but I think
mm-hmm.
I've done much more theater, so maybe when I'll have more experience in TV and film, maybe I'll have a different opinion.
Yeah, I started out in theater and then I ended up doing film because theater just took so long with the rehearsals and everything, and film, once it's actually you're there, it's done. So that was a nice part about it.
That's true, but I feel film takes so long also because the pre-production is so long. Like, even the
yes.
minute you get the script, the locations and the actors and the production and the, you know, all the small, all the production stuff are so many, and the crew and the staff, and like, I feel it's a lot, like, I never tried to make theater. Like, I never tried to write a play or to direct a play, so I don't know if it's a longer process. I'm an actress just coming to the script. It's already written. I'm just doing my part, and you know, the director is in charge of everything else. So I'm actually, I don't know if it takes longer or less. Wait, did you direct theater or act in theater?
I did a one woman show type thing, kind of too, and I was mostly acting in theater. Mm. Yeah.
Mostly acting, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. As an actress, the film process is much more shorter. You're right. As an actress, you come to a film, you shoot for 3 days, that's it. As an actress in theater, it's like 3 months rehearsal, and again, and again, and again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I'm waiting right now for 3 different movies that they keep postponing, so that I'm supposed to be in, and I keep waiting. So there's that going on right now with film. So that can be difficult.
That's true. That's true. The way.
Is there a lot of film in Israel?
Actually, there is. I think in Palm Beach Festival, there was about 15 Israeli films.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
There was like about 15. A lot of mine was the only short one. There was a lot of feature. I think there was one documentary. Actually, my a teacher of mine did it. A lot of teachers of mine that taught me in Tel Aviv University showed. Wait a minute, Dani, משהו נשלח. Showed their film in Palm Beach.
Wow, that's a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Israeli film industry is coming along nicely, but there's still like a long, long way to go.
Mhm. So is it a very small knit community, where everybody knows everybody else?
Yeah. Very, very small. Very small.
Yeah. Do you need permits, and is it easy to make a film? I know probably on this you didn't need anything because you made it in a hotel room. But normally, if you're on location, would it be difficult?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's, in some cases, you get support, but in some cases, it's very hard. You have to know people in order to get all the necessary permits. But I think we don't have enough budget. Like, even the government budget for culture or for film is much, much less than, for example, the budget for sports or, you know, stuff like that. And, of course, the security issues takes most of the people's budget.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
that leaves not much for culture and for film. So I... Like, just for example, a very, very, very big movie who made it to Cannes, their budget was 2 million, like, Israeli shekels. You know, like, how much in dollars? I'll do the math. It's like $500.
$500,000. Okay. Yeah, $500,000, okay.
Yeah, $500,000, and that was, like, a very big movie of a, like, very big director, and it was considered, like, oh, my God, how much budget did he get? Wow. And, you know, in the U.S., it sounds, like, ridiculous. It's like they don't leave the house. You know, they don't leave the house for $500. It's, like, absurd.
Right.
So that I'm guessing that is the, like, main difference, and it affects, you know, all the process of creating a movie.
Well, budget is always a problem, no matter where you are, for sure.
That's true.
Did you always want to be an actress, always involved in theater?
Yeah, I did. I did. I have a video of mine, like 8 years old, dancing and singing and saying, like, I want to be an actress when I grow up. I want to make people laugh. I want to touch them. Like, I knew it in a very, very early age. And, like, my entire life, I wasn't, like, acting classes and performing, you know, the school plays and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So how do people find out more about you? Do you have a website about your film or about you that people can check out?
First of all, you can look me up at Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say my name now. it's DanaLerer. And actually, I have a YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
With, like, all the stuff I did. But I'm now thinking about it because you have to write my name in Hebrew. So this, so it's a bit problematic. I'll have a look if you wrote it in English, if it comes up.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, let's check. I think you can do that. Like, do you have a computer in front of you?
Come on. Let me look real quick at YouTube. Let me check and see if I can type you in.
Okay.
Okay. You come up.
Yeah, you write down the letter in English.
I just write your name and it comes up.
Okay, and you have like a playlist, right? You have like an option of playlist. So there's like a playlist of all, what?
Kol Kan, everything's here.
Ah, okay, great.
I have to show my Hebrew in.
Okay. So in the playlist you can find all the things I did, like in film, and most of the commercials and stuff I did also. And, of course, I can also, I think my mail is there, so anyone who's interested in something, contact me. And soon I hope there'll be a web page for the film.
Okay. That's not up yet. Okay.
I can't upload the film to YouTube or anywhere without a password because the film is still like on festivals and stuff like that. So I can't. It's still in his like festival year, so I can't upload it online.
Where does it go next?
It's waiting for responses from festivals from, like, all over the world, Palm Springs and France and Germany. And there's, like, this Rhode Island Flickers that talked to me and wanted to see it, and St. Louis and, like, all over the world. I'm waiting for responses. I think I'll get them probably in the next month.
Right.
Because I just started sending. I finished the film January 2014. Like now, this January.
Uh-huh.
So it's just on its start.
So when you make your next film, you can come back on the show again.
Yay! How long are you doing this show?
This show's been around for 2 years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Every Sunday for 2 years.
Nice. It's my first time on the radio.
Oh, great.
It's really weird because it feels like just the two of us, you know, I can tell you stuff.
I know.
And it's like,
I know. People get nervous and there's nothing to be nervous about. It's a conversation, so it's fine.
Yeah, totally. I agree. That's great.
Okay.
And are you
running out of time?
Okay, great.
But I'll talk to you. I'll be talking to you on Facebook. But thanks for coming on the show today. Anything else last minute you want to add?
No. It was great talking to you.
Hello.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Toda. And just, yeah, remember the name, Dana Lerner. And again, D-A-N-A. And if you, yeah, I think you published on your, you published on your page, the, my Facebook and, you know, all the information, right? Like with the...
Uh-huh.
In the website.
Well, I think I have my Facebook on there on the website, but people will listen to the show and they can email you. People figure out that you're on Facebook anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's not hard.
Shalom Beshvil Bal Shelha.
Ma?
Hello. Shalom Beshvil Bal Shelha.
Ah,
hello to
okay.
your husband.
Yeah, yeah,
I can hear
yeah,
him in the background.
Can. Oh, that's true.
Now, Holland, is he in the background?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're totally right.
Okay.
Danny.
Okay, yes,
sir. Danny.
Okay.
Yes, I'm Hadass Mirachel. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Right back at you.
Okay, Tov. Okay, Toda, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, guys, thanks for putting up with my Hebrew. I'm learning Hebrew, so I had to throw some Hebrew in there for those that understood. But I had a chance to meet Dana at the Palm Beach International Film Festival, and that was great. We really got along really well. So I was glad that she was able to come on the show today and talk about her film, Ella's Wedding Day. I don't know where it's going to be showing next. As she said, it's going all over the world. So we don't know where it will be next, but right now she doesn't have a website, but you can find her on Facebook under her name, Dana Lera, and feel free to contact her to find out where it will be showing next. But it's a great short film, really well done. I can't believe it's her first film. It's amazingly well done, especially because she wrote it, was in it, and directed it. But the cinematography is great. The idea is really kind of profound, so I hope everyone gets a chance to see it. Okay, guys, well, our time is running out here, but a couple notes. Again, as you know, I'm involved with the Florida SuperCon Super Geek Film Festival, which is happening here in Miami in Florida. The deadline for that is May 9th. We are looking for films that are under the genres of anime, gaming, RPG, sci-fi, fantasy, etc. And if you're interested in having your film shown, you can email the film director, Kurt Onass. His email is Kurt, K-U-R-T, at floridasupercon.com. You can always email me also. Also, if you're a director out there and you'd like to be on the show, you can email me. My email address is ravenprods@yahoo.com, R-A-V-E-N-P-R-O-D-S at yahoo.com. As you know, I interview people all over the world, like today. Today was from Israel. Last week I interviewed someone from A couple weeks ago, I interviewed someone from England. I've had people from Belgium, et cetera, all over the place. Haiti. So you never know who's going to come on the show. Also, as always, please go on to my Facebook page for the show, which is Indie Streak, just like the show, and please like the page. I do put last-minute notes up there, you know, if I'm not having a show that week or something's going on, I post it up there, or if there's an event coming up, I'll post it up. I do focus on Florida, which is where I am, but I do put stuff international as well, so you never know what you'll find there. And if you have a upcoming event, please let me know, no matter where it is in the world, and I would be happy to plug it for you. I'm very good about that. Also, please check out my website, independentstreak.ning, N-I-N-G.com. That's a bit of a website with a social networking aspect to it. All of the membership is closed at this time, but you can go in and talk to the directors that are on there, send them messages. There's directors from all over the world on there. And I do post up stuff all the time, new stuff on there. In fact, there's pictures of me and Dana up there from the Palm Beach Film Festival, and Jason Priestley, who was here, well-known from Beverly Hills 90210. He was at the film festival as well. And he directed a film called Cass and Dylan. So there's information up about the festival. Also, I'm going to go ahead and share right now something with you guys. You're going to be the first to know. I am creating a magazine. In addition to what is kind of a magazine online now, I'm creating a magazine for the film industry. It's almost complete. I probably will be launching it in the next few days. And it will be a regular flip book magazine online about film. So look forward for that. I am going to probably have active my new Independent Streak website very soon. And I will be announcing that on this show when that's up and ready to go, and also on my Facebook account, too, so you can check it out, because I'll have reviews, interviews, events, tidbits about the industry, all kinds of different things. It's going to be a small magazine, but I'm very excited about it. I've been working on this for at least a year off and on, and I'm in the final stages of it. So it's an exciting venture, and it's just another way for me to promote people on this show, promote other friends in the industry, and that's what I'm all about, is promoting other people. So this is just one more way to do that. So again, if you have tidbits of information that you want to be featured in the magazine or on the show, just email me at ravenprods@yahoo.com. Okay, I think that's all I have for today, guys. I will be back next Sunday with someone new. So please tune in, and happy Easter, happy Pesach. I guess Passover's running down, but hope everybody had a good holiday, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you. Ta-da. Bye.